Welcome to Icon Audiobooks at their most terrifying, provocative, and mysterious. Here is a classic audiobook which reaches across the waters of time to the inner recesses of the darkest corners of the human mind. Whether or not these are truly horror stories depends on the always fragile state of mind of the attentive listener, but they are dark, often foreboding and delightfully full of dread. Perhaps more than pure horror, they are rather cautionary tales, displaying the depths of immorality, criminality, and insanity which has plagued mankind from time immemorial. Or perhaps they are something more. A frightening window into the unknown, the otherworldly, and the truly evil. One thing for sure, however, this jarring, well-crafted tale of desperation, death, and depravity has the power to rattle the expectant listener to the very core, as well as opening doors that might better stay closed. Dark roads which should not be traveled, and alleyways to misadventure, which wander off deep into the weeds of self-doubt and isolation. So join us, please, on this unexpected journey into the unknown, which may well lead you into a room full of mirrors. But I warn you, you might not like what you see. But don't worry, I'll be with you every step of the way.
Alistair Crowley. Alistair Crowley. Alistair Crowley. The more I say it, the more mental pictures spring into my mind. Thoughts of many long years ago. The mere mention of his name excites, invites, and even terrifies to this day, decades after his death. When I was about 12, I first heard this name, the name of the Beast. I mentioned it casually when speaking with my brother, the late Robert Noel Giuliano. He immediately grabbed me by the shoulders, pushed me up against the wall, put his finger in my face, and forced